Merry Christmas, and here's to a great and happy Christmas season for you and for your family. A time of traditions of music that we only hear once a year, and food. Food, delicious holiday food that brings back memories of childhood. Here's the history of one of my favorite holiday foods, pie. And one of my all-time favorite pies, mincemeat pie. For over 500 years, mincemeat pie has been a Christmas tradition. And at first, it was just meat baked into a pie. You would finally chop or mince partridges, pheasants, hares, and later beef into a pie. In those days, pies didn't have a top crust, just a bottom crust. And they were also oblong to represent the manger. Later, they would add latticework crust on the top to represent the hay in the manger. After that, cooks would add suet, sugar, apples, molasses, raisins, currants, and spices to make the pie sweet. And of course now, nobody puts meat into a mincemeat pie, except my mom. Mom is German, grew up poor, with five uncles who were butchers, and she knew about making odds and ends of beef into mincemeat. Now, I happen to like the taste and tradition of beef, but sadly, my mother and I are the only ones in our family who do like real mince meat. So, every holiday, she will bring a cherry pie, an apple pie, a pumpkin pie, and I will start the joke, "What? No mince meat?" And then she'll say back, "What? Three pieces of pie aren't enough." And you know, they are. So this Christmas, here's to the cooks, those men and women who work long and hard to make Christmas taste just perfect. Let's not forget to thank them for a Merry Christmas.